We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our conversation with Draymond, driven by Stevens Creek BMW, online at Stephen Creek's BMW.com. Tear up the road. They got through the Nuggets last night. They're tearing up this five-game homestand right now. Draymond Green, good enough to join us here again on 95.7 The Game. Draymond, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing really good. How's week number two of fatherhood treating you? How's Draymond Jr.?
He's good. He's actually right here in this little bassinet sleep.
Very nice.
He's doing very well.
Does he already have like an authentic Draymond Green jersey?
Not authentic. I can't find an authentic one, but he does have one.
Nice. I figured as much. Lots of, like, Warriors rattles. Has he already got Michigan State gear in the crib?
Absolutely.
I know how that works. Indeed. Draymond, it's good to have you on again, man. Last night, a triple-double. Congratulations on the win. Afterwards, you were saying that, you know, if you cared about the triple-double, you'd probably have more of them. And I just kind of want to start with a little philosophical conversation, if you'll allow us that. You know, you got Russell Westbrook, who seems to be defined by the triple-double. James Harden just had a triple-double that no one's ever seen before. And, you know, he's a hell of a player in his own right. Offensive mastermind, defensive, we'll worry about that later. And these guys kind of like bask in their triple-doubles. And then there's Kevin Durant, and then there's you, both having triple-doubles, and then sort of diffusing the importance of them. And I just think that there's a lot of philosophical differences in there. That's what makes the Warriors tick. You got guys who get triple doubles and then talk about them like they were nothing. And then you have other guys who are defined by their triple doubles. There's a big difference there, isn't there?
Well, I think they're defined by them because they have way more. I mean, so, you know, you think of Russell right now, you think triple double. I mean, the guy's averaging triple double, and James is like a rebound and a half away from averaging triple-double. So they're defined by him for that reason. I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. I think, you know, both of them are putting up historical numbers, and they should be, you know, commended for that. They're doing great things. And, you know, when I said what I said, or, you know, KD said what he said, it wasn't a shot at Russell or James. And when I said I can have way more if I wanted to, I don't mean I can have 20 or whatever Russell has right now, whatever ridiculous amount of number triple-doubles that he has. I didn't mean that many, because I honestly don't think I can get as many triple-doubles as Russell. You know, what he's doing right now is unheard of. So when I said that, and when KD said what he said, it's not like a shot at anyone else. It's just, like, there's been several games where, like, I didn't play much at this part of the game or that part of the game to even worry about getting a triple-double, or, you know, you could chase a rebound here or a rebound there to, or an assist here and assist there to get it. That's what I meant by it, and that's what KD meant by it. No, we're not going to spend our day worried about trying to throw shots at Russell or throw shots at James. Like, they're two great players.
Right.
They're two guys who are, you know, one of the faces, two of them, both of them are one of the faces of the league, you know, and they're doing great things. It's never to throw shots at them. I don't have enough energy. I know I don't, and I'm sure Kevin doesn't, to worry about what another man's doing and try to throw shots at them each and every day. I mean, that's pointless. That's kind of what goes on in the rap battle, you know, in the rap industry, when some guys trying to, you know, get their name back hot or trying to get hot. Like, neither one of us has any reason to do that. So I was kind of baffled when someone said to me earlier, like, yo, did y'all see they tried to say y'all comment was about James or Russell? Like, no. Like, I'm not James. I'm not Russell. I'm not trying to be, nor will I be, nor can I be. And like I stated before, I don't think I could get as many triple-doubles as Russell has. I'm not sure how many James has, but I know for sure I couldn't. So when I said a lot more, a lot more, two could be eight. You know, it's not like that's still catching up with Russell. So sorry for my long-winded answer, but I wanted to get that off my chest because I refuse to, number one, sit and try to take a shot at someone else for something great that they're doing. Like, I mean, at least if I was going to take some shots at somebody, they could be doing something terrible. I mean, this man's averaging a triple-double. Like, if you're going to sit there and take shots at that, you got an entirely different problem, and it's called hating. And I know I don't have that problem. I know Kevin don't have that problem, and no reason for either one of us to have it. So just wanted to clear that up.
No, I'm glad you did. Again, I wasn't bringing it up to start any static with anyone. I just think that it's kind of interesting that, you know, the triple-double, whether it be because we're all chasing the memory of Magic Johnson, whether it be because, you know, Ice Cube memorialized it once and for all and today was a good day, or it's the fact that we all sit down playing NBA 2K17 trying to chase that triple-double to get a post-game bonus, especially if you're playing on all-star level. You know, it seems like it's just this mythical number that people chase, and then to hear such a team-first priority in the Warriors, having two guys in consecutive nights dismissing their triple-doubles, I just think there's something philosophically there that explained what this team is about and the way you guys are wired.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, when you look at this team, no one cares about their numbers on any given night. I mean, it's like, for instance, with Klay having 60. No one else even looks to shoot the ball. Everybody's looking for him. That's kind of how this team is. You got Kevin Durant out there who can go get a bucket whenever you feel like it. He can look Klay off and say, I'm about to go get mine, while Klay got 37 in the beginning of the second quarter. Or, you know, Steph, who can go get a bucket whenever he wants, can look both of them off and say, I'm going to get me a bucket. No one does that. That's not how we're wired. You know, we're wired. If one guy got it going or two guys got it going, that's who we're going to try to get the ball. You know, just trying to do whatever's best for the team. And now in saying that and going back to the triple-double thing one more time, James downplays him as well, and so does Russell. I don't think there's anybody in the NBA who you're going to ask, hey, man, you trying to get a triple-double? He's going to say, yeah, that's what I want to do every night. Like, nobody's doing that.
Right.
But, no, that's definitely how our team is. You know, it's team first, you know, and that's part of the reason we've had the success that we've had. You know, everybody buy into what's best for the team, and if that's taking a lesser role, you know, at times for some guys, in order to succeed and win, guys are doing that. If that's to, you know, we need this guy to score more, he's going to try to do that. If we need this guy to play better defense, he's going to try to do that. And that's what leads to success. And that's, at the end of the day, that's all we want. We all want to win.
Draymond Green here on 95.7 The Game. I've always said the Warriors are one of my favorite shows on television, and sometimes it's the night's guest star that makes this episode so interesting. The guest star last night, Jokic, man, what a future he has in front of him. All the offensive skill you'd ever want in a big man. Draymond, who's the one guy that you've met on the court that really surprised you with their skill level? You know, you planned for one thing, and you got more than you bargained for, and you walked away going like, wow, that guy's better than his tape. That guy's for real.
Oh, well, you know, Jokic is definitely getting better each and every year. You know, if you look at from the time he came into the league, you know, the way he's at now, you know, he works on his game because he's continued to get better and better and better. His future's bright in this league. You know, when you say you walk away with a guy, from a guy, and you're like, man, I didn't know he can do that. That's almost every night. You know, you have so many guys in the NBA, everybody has talent. You know, and guys have played different roles throughout their entire career, dating back to elementary, middle school, high school, college, you know, NBA. You play different roles, so the guys can do a lot of things, and you always walk away like, man, I didn't know he could do that, or I didn't know he was that good, and all of a sudden you think you're going out there with a guy who you don't have to worry about, and then he got 20 points on you that night, and you're like, oh, like, probably should have paid him more attention. So, and that happens all the time. So, you know, I don't think there's just one specific guy where you're like, yeah, man, he showed me something that I didn't know he had, or, you know, that I didn't know he was capable of, because it happens every single night.
You know, it's amazing to see the efficiencies that you guys play with. You shoot over 50% from the field for the third straight game. 33 assists on 50 field goals made. You guys have had 24 games with at least 30 assists. No other team in the league has six. I mean, it's just a level of basketball that we're not seeing from anyone else. And you guys reached the 30-win plateau faster than anyone else in the league for the third year in a row. That's a new record. I know you guys, you know, you don't want to get wrapped up in the accomplishments outside of did we win the championship this year. But are you kind of keeping track of all these kind of cool milestones that the Warriors continue to stack on top of each other? I mean, you're officially allowed to enjoy this along the way, aren't you?
I mean, you always try to enjoy it because it's a long process and you want to enjoy what you're doing. So you try to enjoy everything along the way. However, you know, with the 30 win 3 years in a row, whatever that stat is, I don't think in July you're like, yeah, we reached 30 wins before anybody else. Like, last 3 years, like, yeah, that's great. I don't think you're talking about that in July. I think, yeah, man, we won a championship. That's amazing. Or, yeah, we lost in game 7. That sucks. Or, you know, whatever that case is, when we're down from the first round and we had championship hopes, that sucks. At the end of the day, that's what matters. You know, if you win a championship or not, all those milestones on the way is cool. It's cool stuff to do. It's things that you can look at during throughout the regular season and say, oh, man, we did that, but it's never anything that you remember. You know, it'll never be mentioned again until some other team does it and break that. So, whereas the champion is mentioned every time you step on the floor, you know, and that's just what it is. So, and you're called a champion for the rest of your life. You'll never be called, hey, you're the first team of 30 wins for the rest of your life.
Right.
So, you know, it's cool little things to do along the way, but no one cares, neither do we.
You're officially deep in your career now. You know, you've seen it all. Nothing's going to surprise you either on the court or in the NBA lifestyle. And, you know, without me embarrassing you here, like, you're a straight-up established NBA all-star now. You're the real deal, man. What's the best part of that? Like, everybody's motivated by success. Share some of yours with us. What is the best part about reaching the pinnacle of NBA success?
Yeah, thanks, first off. But, I mean, I think really, you know, you just being in that category of guys, it's a smaller category, you know, there's not many. You know, it's just to be one of those guys where it's like, all right, man, he's an all-star. Like, you know, everyone wants to reach that plateau, you know, at some point in their career. You know, at least he's in year 4. And I pray to God that I have many more years left in my career. But to be able to always say, like, I am an all-star. What happens for the rest of my career? I'm an NBA all-star. And that right there alone, you know, holds weight. It's something that you can appreciate, you know, for the rest of your career because it takes a lot of hard work to get to that point. And there's a lot of good players in this league. And for you to be one of 24, you know, to say, man, like, I made the All-Star game. You know, it's a special thing, and it's not something that I take for granted. It doesn't really get you where it's like, it's this lifestyle thing for me because at the end of the day, I love playing basketball, and like, the NBA lifestyle, it is what it is. Like, I don't play for the lifestyle. I play because I love competing. I love the game of basketball, and I love winning. And so that's what drives me. It's never about, you know, what becoming something in the league will allow me to live as far as a lifestyle. But at the same time, like I said, it's a great thing. It's something that I definitely don't take for granted. And, you know, I'm very thankful for sure.
Most people would shave a year off their life to be you for 1 month. You know what I mean? That's the way it works. I mean, we all sit around playing video games, watching the sports we watch, dreaming. Just but for a moment, I'd love to throw it down hard on somebody from the baseline just once in my life, and it'll never happen to a schlub like me. Anyways, Draymond, it is time for us once again. We've reached the end of this. Are you ready for Gimme Some No Thank You?
Absolutely.
Using an umbrella when it's raining.
Oh, man, that's tough. If no one else needs it, give me some.
Sushi.
Give me some.
Peanut butter cups.
Give me some every blue moon.
You don't have to qualify all these food answers with, like, I'm watching my diet. It's okay. You're an all-star.
Well,
you can
I
have
am,
a peanut butter cup.
I don't want to think like, you know, there's some kid listening. I don't want him to think like, it's okay to eat me some peanut butter cup whenever you want. Like, now you got to do it in moderation. So that's when I try to, you know, press, you know, just say sometimes. Because there's some little kid listening. They're like, hey, I want to play in the NBA. All right, well, Draymond's eating peanut butter cups every day. Hey, Mom, can I get some peanut butter cups every day? I don't want to think that.
Imagine if you applied the same peanut butter cup philosophy to technical fouls.
Oh, man.
Sorry, you opened yourself up. I had to land that one on you. I won't land another pun. The Caldecott Tunnel. Give me some or no thank you.
No thank you. It's brutal. Traffic sucks.
Bowling.
Give me some. I love bowling.
Wearing jewelry while playing sports. Did you see Talib snatch Crabtree's chain?
Yeah, that was hilarious. Yeah, Talib's an animal for sure. But no thank you on my part. I'm really straight on the jewelry while playing.
Everything the Warriors do being compared to the mid-90s Bulls. Give me some or no thank you.
Give me some. I think you always want to be compared to the greatest. You know, that means you're doing something right. So definitely give me some.
Having a mid-90s Bull as your head coach.
Give me some. That's my guy.
NFL wild card weekend.
Give me some. That's like a bittersweet weekend, though, because there's not as many games on. You know, I love watching football on Sundays, just laying down, watching football all day. So it's bittersweet. Definitely give me some because it's the playoffs and it's what matters, but it takes some of the games away, so that kind of sucks.
The video game series Call of Duty.
No, thank you. They're fine, but I suck at them, and I hate losing.
Wearing a robe after a shower.
No, thank you.
Shaving. In the shower.
No, thank you.
Throw pillows.
Say that one more time.
Throw pillows, like decorative pillows.
Yeah. They look nice, but no, thank you, man. It's too much work taking them off the bed and putting them back on. No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm married now, and we have pillows we're allowed to use and pillows we're only allowed to look at, and I don't get it. I just, it's...
Yeah, it's too much.
Legos.
No, thank you.
Beyonce headlining Coachella.
Give me some. I'd love to see that. I've seen Beyonce perform maybe 6-7 times, maybe more. And every time I walk away like, wow, she's incredible. So, yeah, definitely give me some.
Let's wrap up with this. Now it looks like it might be a Michigan State quarterback leading the Raiders into Houston.
Give me some. Let's go, Connor Cook. Get it done. Show everybody what they're good missing.
Go Sparty. They might want to call Mariucci for some ideas, too. He's an Iron Mountain guy. Get him in there. Hey, thank you so much, Draymond. Good to talk to you, man. Good luck against the Trailblazers tomorrow night, and we'll be seeing you again real soon on this road, on this homestand. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
There he is, Draymond Green. Great weekly appearance by him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.